Hi, hi, hi. Welcome to Salty Housewife. I'm your host, Rosanna Hicken, and we are ready to get started on our Vanderpump Rules Season 11 recap. I am so excited about this. If you didn't listen to the last episode, that was all about all of the drama that had happened for the last 10 seasons leading up to Season 11. And if you are caught up and ready, this is your time. We are ready to jump back into this season. I'm so excited to cover Vanderpump Rules. It is such a good reality TV show, and I'm so happy that it has its moment. I just want to remind you guys that when this is filming, season 11, it's airing now in February, but it was filmed last summer. So a lot of the Scandoval is still kind of fresh. So while I think there is a little like viewer fatigue, info fatigue about Scandoval now, we're almost a year since we found out. At this point in filming, they had only known about it for maybe three to four months. So just while it is the center of conversation a lot, it's because it was really fresh. And last summer, we were still talking about it, even though we're a little tired of it now. But let's get into episode one of season 11 of Vanderpump Rules. And this episode is called, I just wrote it down right here, and now my computer is doing things. Just a second. This episode is called Notes on a Scandal. This aired on January 30th. We get our brand new intros into cast intros, and Ariana and Katie are at the sandwich store. And to this day, the sandwich store is not open. So stop showing us the sandwich store info unless we have a freaking opening day, because I can't believe how long it's taking for this store to open. And we start at the beginning at Tom and Ariana's house in Valley Village. And I love that the producers tell us every single time that Tom and Ariana's house is in Valley Village. And guys, the Valley spinoff, are you going to watch it with Jax and Brittany and Kristen and whatever her man's name is? I know it's not Carter. Who is it? And then the random couples. Are you guys going to watch? I will watch. I don't have very high hopes, mostly because I can't stand Jax. He reminds me so much of an ex-boyfriend. Like, I remember when I first started watching Vanderpump Rules in like 2013, when he came on TV, I was like, and all of his mannerisms, even his face, I was like, oh my gosh, this is this old, absolutely terrible boyfriend of mine. The gaslighting, the anger, oh my gosh, so many things. And I was like, oof. So I have hated Jax Taylor my entire life. So that will be hard to watch, but I would like to know like what's going on with Kristen and everything else. So I think I'm going to watch it. But we're at Tom and Ariana's house. They still haven't sold that house. And actually, did you see that in January, Ariana started suing Sandoval? And this is what it says. Maddox is suing Sandoval and requesting partition of real property by sale, which would force them to sell the Los Angeles home they've shared since 2019 and divide the proceeds. So in this episode, she mentions to Katie, Ariana does, that Tom wants to buy her out of the house. She's like, why do I have to move and you don't? So this is what this is about. The suit, which was filed in LA County, states that that discord exists between the co-owners, which creates a negative effect on the ownership of the property. Ariana specifically asked for the sale of the home rather than division of the kind, which would split up the property and make Maddox and Sandoval owners of separate plots. So they don't want that. They want to sell the whole home. Maddox's lawsuit argues a division in kind is impractical as it is a single family residence and would substantially diminish the value of each owner's interest, of course. In addition to the forced sale, Ariana is requesting equitable allocation of the proceeds of the sale. So yeah, let's just sell this house. Let's move on. Why would he ever want to stay there? And yeah, she says, if he has the money to buy me out, why doesn't he buy something else? So the house is full of flowers. At first I was like, when did they film this? Is she still getting this many flowers after Scandoval? But no, we find out later that it was her birthday. So we're just getting the reintro back to all of our main cast members. We cut to Sheena and Brock in their apartment. Is it an apartment? Is it a little house? I never know what it is. In Marina Del Rey with their daughter Summer. She's so freaking cute. James and Allie have a new house in Burbank. Good for James. Schwartz is at his apartment with his plants and his bugs. Schwartz. And then Katie comes over to Ariana's house, and Ariana says she loves Katie's haircut. And I'm going to say that I don't agree there. I do not love Katie's haircut, but I love that Katie doesn't really care what any of us think. She's like, okay, this is how I'm going to dress. This is how I'm going to do my hair. this is, I mean, Katie's beautiful. She can do whatever she wants, but the haircut's hard for me. Katie says that in her confessional, that the sandwich shop is coming along, something about her. They hire Nancy Myers, production designer, which I freaking love. So Nancy Myers, Queen Nancy Myers, who did You've Got Mail and all those iconic movies. They used her designer, which is such a smart move. And they also have a chef named Penny, who when I saw her last year, I was like, how do I know this lady? And if you've ever watched the next Food Network star, it's like a reality show to become like the next Food Network star. She was one of them. And I'm like, that's where I've known her. And so Chef Penny apparently is helping get the menu ready. Tom is gone at the moment. Tom Sandoval in New Zealand shooting a reality show. And we know that that show is Special Forces, where he had to be carried in one scene by JoJo Siwa. Oh, I hate Tom Sandoval. I hate him so much. Ariana says that they communicate back and forth by his assistant, Anne. So poor Anne is the liaison between Tom and Ariana. And she says that Tom and Rachel are still, Rachel, Raquel, whatever you want to call her, I'll probably go back and forth. I honestly can't remember, nor do I really care. She says Tom and Rachel are still sending mail and packages back and forth to each other. I think at this moment, Rachel was still in a mental health facility, but unclear on what her relationship was with Tom. James says that his feelings are still hurt about the affair and being shut out from the group. And in this moment, he's talking to Allie and constant airplanes flying over because they live next to the Burbank airport is sending me. It's so freaking funny. I love that they keep showing it. I can never live there. I couldn't imagine how loud that is, but I love that they were able to afford it. And then we have a moment with Sheena and Brock, who are now married, on their couch, and she says she has flashbacks to her conversation with Sandoval on the couch. And she says she reached out to Tom after his friend Ali died, but that she didn't get a response from Tom. This is the real Sheena move, though, to reach out. I mean, you should reach out about your friend passing away, but I think Sheena's always wanted an in back in with Tom. She says Tom didn't respond, and then she found out that he blocked her podcast account, Shenanigans, that was called, and her sister and her daughter's Instagram. Did you know Summer Moon has an Instagram? There are so many things that are wrong with that, but Summer Moon has her own Instagram, and Tom Sandoval blocked Summer Moon from being able to look at him because he knew who was running it, and it's her mother, Sheena. So she is blocked on all Instagram platforms and on text. And then we move to Lala's apartment. Wow, there are a lot of animal prints. Were there that many animal prints last season? Did my mind just kind of glitch and forget? So many animal prints, so many. But Lala's mom now lives with her, and she helps take care of Ocean when Lala is working. And I would love an update on all these people on what they're doing for their main source of income. So I think it's very clear that Ariana is living on her partnership deals that she's made in the last year. I don't know what Katie's doing. No, Katie has a podcast now with an old server, Dana. Tom and Tom are trying to make money from their restaurant. Lala has a podcast too. So maybe that's what their income is. Because we don't ever see anybody go to work. So I'm like, where are we working? What are we doing? Because nobody's at Sir. But Lala's mom lives with her. Her brother Easton has already moved. They both came from Utah and they moved to LA so that they could be by Lala. And he lives in the same complex. And Lala says her custody situation is still going on with Randall. And Randall's just being a little petty and says he wants Lala to have the final say on health and education for Ocean, but not to put her on Vanderpump Rules. And Lala's like, okay, fine. I don't need to put her on Vanderpump Rules. I don't need to put her on TV. But she does say that she cries all the time and she's feeling very emotional and that she has trust issues and she questions everyone and everything like Ariana's new man. Dot, dot, dot. We will get there. So, we then have a scene of James sitting down with Tom Schwartz for dinner. And I text my friend Aaron, and I said, regarding Tom Schwartz, I said, I hate that I still find Schwartz endearing because of his stupid, nice face, even though I know he sucks so hard. And she said, I know, I think he's dumb, but I also like his sweet face too. And I said, he sucks so hard. I was reminded of that during the recap. He does. He does. And he never treated his wife well. But this is how he gets away with things because he's got a nice face. It's so annoying. But James and Tom are having dinner together, and Tom brings James a plant and a candle for his new house. And they just kind of start like catching up. I think James missed Schwartz's friendship. And Schwartz admits that he and Sandoval got into a fight about the name of the bar back in the day. And then he talks about how the bar just was like annihilated by the scandal. So servers were harassed, workers quit, people would come in and just like roast them. And Schwartz says he has a lot of resentment about the situation. And I would too, because we all read Tom Sandoval's apology. And he basically apologized to Schwartz for this, but not Ariana. But it wasn't enough to save the restaurant. And I know, I think it's still open. I know it's in like a strip mall somewhere in LA by like a food. I think it's like by a dog food store. But like I would absolutely resent him as well. Again, why can't Tom Schwartz freaking pronounce Ariana's name properly? He calls her Ariana. Ariana? He never says Ariana. He has known her for over 10 years. Ariana. Ariana. I don't understand it. I don't freaking get it. It just shows how much he doesn't care. James tells Schwartz that he's not drinking. He just does Red Bulls and Fiji water when he does his DJ set. And he says it's his decision. It wasn't Allie. But he says he's working out. And honestly, he looked a little ripped there. I said, good for you, James. Good. But he does say he's smoking weed all day. And then he gives an example about like the 7 times he smokes during the day. And I thought this, okay, that's quite a lot, isn't it? Schwartz says that he's not sure how to interact with everybody because James is about to do a set at Tom Tom the next day, like a DJ set, and he's feeling anxious about interacting with everybody. And I said, sucks to suck, Schwartz. Maybe you shouldn't have hid your best friend's affair for 7 months. Okay? Yeah, that's about it right there. Then we get cut to Ariana and Sheena are at the spa and having massages, and Ariana talks a little bit about her new man, Dan. She met him at her friend's wedding like 11 days after the scandal, which is very quick. I get that. But I think they're still together. She is in New York doing Chicago, the musical right now, which I'm sure a lot of you know. And he lives in New York. So I know they've been doing long distance because she's obviously in LA and he's in New York. But she is, she just extended her Roxy Hart role, and she's there until April 7th. So I wonder if they're doing well being in the same town, because now she's in New York and he's in New York. I also read, okay, so she got this Chicago lead. She's Roxy, but you know, they always have like guest celebrities be Roxy, because Roxy doesn't really need to like sing the same way that the other characters do. But they said that Broadway's longest running American musical, which is Chicago, had the highest grossing non-holiday performance week in the show's 27-year history, the week that Ariana came and started as Roxy. So besides holidays, it's their highest grossing week in the 27-year history. That's pretty incredible. So I hope she and her man Dan are having a good time together in New York, if they're still together. I actually have no idea. I don't check up on that often, but she tells us a little bit about Dan here. And she says Dan works out with Brock. I'm like, okay, great. Brock. Sheena tells Ariana that she's been sober for 3 weeks because of her Zoloft. She was trying Zoloft for the first time, and she was diagnosed with OCD 6 months ago. And she said that the scandal made it all worse and that she couldn't hang. So she's not doing weed and she's not drinking as she's trying to manage her things, which I thought was pretty smart. And Ariana, it's the next day and it's about to be the Tom Tom event. And Ariana FaceTimes her boyfriend to talk about how anxious she is. And it's the first time that she's been back to Tom Tom since the affair was discovered. Cause I think that's where she was the night. I don't know if it's where she was the night of, but she was there a lot cause it was his bar. And, it's the next day. The event is starting. Lisa and Ken are there. If you are new to, if you listen to my recap podcast and now you're jumping into season 11, did you see Ken Todd for a second? He was like the older man with curly white blonde hair. He probably won't speak this entire season, but he's there. Lisa and Ken are there. Everybody else arrives. The girls get drinks. Lala is still sober. It's been how many years for Lala now? 4 or 5? I feel like she posted it recently, semi-recently, about how long she's been sober for. And I want to say it's like 4 or 5, which I think is really incredible. she orders sparkling water. The rest of them get drinks. And Schwartz tries to say hi to Ariana, and she's not having it. And Schwartz in his confessional calls her an ice queen and the patron saint of scorned women. And I want to be like, at this point, Schwartz, it hasn't been a year. It's been 3 months. And I wouldn't want to talk to you either. You had hid that your best friend, my boyfriend, was having an affair for 9 years. I mean, sorry, for six, my boyfriend 9 years for 6 months. I wouldn't want to talk to you either. So I get it. Like, Schwartz is trying a little too hard, a little too fast. But then Ariana's telling the girl she's getting emotional. And then the show flashbacks to when she supported him when it opened. And listen, I know Ariana can be a bit much. She was never my favorite, even like before Scandoval. Like, I think she had moments like when she and Stassi could get along. I really enjoyed Ariana, and I liked her more as the seasons went on. But in the beginning, she was a little bit of a know-it-all. Remember when she tried to do comedy? That was her, right? Not Kristen. That was rough. Didn't like that. But the one thing you can say about Ariana is that she always supported Sandoval, even when he was the cringiest human on the planet. And that was always, 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 always. I have disliked Sandoval since the beginning, watching him do his stupid hair in that disgusting mirror and that gross apartment. And so this is why that scandal was so big, because like there's no more supportive girlfriend around than Ariana. And so we're getting flashbacks to when she, you know, when the bar had first opened, and Schwartz tries to talk to Ariana again. It doesn't work. But then Lala has a side conversation with Lisa, and she tells Lisa Vanderpump that she can relate to Raquel feeling isolated. And she says like all the names that she was called back in the day were true. These are all the same names that were being told to Raquel. And so she can empathize with Rachel. And Lala was like, Lisa was like, I actually am surprised if it was anybody. I never would have thought it'd been Lala first. And then we get flashbacks to the reunion where she's screaming at her, and also the other time she screamed at her over the last 10 years. So she's surprised, and she's hoping it can kind of help all the girls move on. But again, we're only 3 months from when we found out. This is not a year later where it's like, okay, let's move on. It's 3 months. So it's going to take a little time. And Katie and Sheena have a little conversation where they say they're enjoying each other and they're trying to rebuild their relationship. And Sheena swears that it's not going to happen again. And we have some flashbacks to their tumultuous past. And honestly, I don't know if I trust that Sheena won't do it again. I'm going to be honest. Oh, and I know that if they were not on the show together, they would never, ever be friends. But okay. But Lala goes outside TomTom, and leaves a voice like DM for Raquel and tells her that she doesn't know where she is or she's back, but she wants to have a conversation with her. And we find out that Raquel saw the message. So we don't know yet if she responds, but Raquel saw it. And we're getting like a slow-mo video montage of all of them inside TomTom dancing because Sandoval's not there, but we're getting flashes of Sandoval like inserting into this video montage, and it was killing me. So dramatic, so dumb. Then we are, after this, Schwartz is at his apartment, and Katie comes over to get their dogs. Dog? One dog? Two dogs? Unclear. I think there's two. And he asked Katie to be the liaison between him and Ariana to be able to have a conversation. She's like, why don't you text her yourself? And he's like, she has me blocked. And you can tell Katie's like, this is not my job. I don't want to do this. This is not my job. But she does bring it up later. And Schwartz's whole apartment just makes me feel yucky. It just is so gross. And I know Katie walks in there and she's just like, oh my gosh, thank gosh, I'm not married to this anymore. So then the girls go out for dinner, and Katie does bring it up about Tom missing Ariana. And I don't really know if Ariana's ready for that conversation yet. And Lala says we have to think about the mental abuse that Sandoval has inflicted on Schwartz for years. And honestly, I think that is a pretty good point. Like, guys, did you listen? I didn't listen to the whole thing because Nick Vial, unclear, not my favorite human. Not my favorite human. Never has been, ever since the beginning of Bachelor Days. But I know he has a very popular podcast. So I saw the clips on TikTok because I'm not listening to it. But I saw, did you see the two Toms on Nick's podcast? And I was texting my friend about it. Tom Sandoval is such a mess. He's such a freaking mess. So here, I think we're going to have this narrative this season that like, poor Tom, nobody wants to be his friend. Ariana gets all the deals, brand deals and Broadway things, and poor Tom. And again, first of all, I think Ariana should be on as high of a pedestal? Probably not. Like, I think we need to move on. But again, this is only 3 to 4 months after it happened, not a year. Second, Tom Sandoval, without a doubt, will always prove to you that he's a trash human. Just go watch these clips. First of all, he like is an hour late to the podcast. So Nick's railing him. And instead of apologizing, Tom's like, well, you were late to my podcast. You didn't show up. And Nick's like, that's not true. And he's like, yeah, I told you to be here and you didn't come. And Nick's like, that's absolutely not true. I have the text. And then he just constantly puts his foot in his mouth, and Schwartz is there trying to do damage control. And this is where I thought about it, because she says the mental abuse Sandoval has inflicted on Schwartz. Why Schwartz won't disconnect from Sandoval, I'll never understand. I will never understand the blind loyalty that Schwartz has for Sandoval. Listen, I understand being friends with somebody for 20 years and feeling like you need to have their back. But at some point, you need to have enough dignity to be like, I am not going to be treated a certain way because of your actions. So I'm not going to enable those actions for you anymore. So like, basically it was Sandoval being a total a-hole on this podcast and Schwartz trying to like fix it for him. It's rough. Just search it. Just search the Toms on Nick Viall's podcast on TikTok and you will see so many clips. I think Sandoval's on something too. A substance had been taken. I'm not sure what, but it's shocking. And I don't know if he has any PR team, and I don't know why they would let him do this. It's so bad. It's so, so bad. So anyway, Schwartz has got to go. He's got to break away. I just don't know if he ever will. I really don't know why. Lala also has this kind of sad moment where she can't tell if Ariana likes her, tolerates her. And I thought they had kind of gotten past that. I thought it was very clear that Ariana was friends with Lala, but maybe there's more behind the scenes that we didn't know. But then Lala does bring up Raquel saying, if I betray Tom, which she said at the end of last season, like she wanted to talk about everything that was going on, but she said, if I betray Tom, I have no one. And Lala brings it up about how true that is. And then Lala tells everybody that she sent her a voice message. And Katie's face in this moment is so good. It's like gasp. I think she's like eating a french fry and gasping at the same time. It's perfect. Ariana's not into this though. She's not into this. And she says, if the roles were reversed, Lala wouldn't be into that. And it's very true. It is a little hypocritical of Lala, because she did go hard on her friends for having any interaction with Randall. So it is. I don't know where this is going to go, but it is. I did feel like a little like, yeah, Lala, you'd be pissed if somebody was doing the same thing. And Ariana says she's worried that means Raquel will think that there's like a foot in the door to come back, which I understand that. And then we get a small little clip of Tom Sandoval coming home from his New Zealand reality show to an empty house. And that is all we have from episode one. We get like the trailer for the season. There's a lot of, how do I say this? Tom Sandoval trying to get his reputation back, but everything he does is cringy, cringe, cringe, cringe. He's like clearly doing like hypnotherapy or maybe it's ketamine or something in one scene. He's like crying with headphones on, and like the whole thing gave me the biggest ick. I don't know what we hear maybe about Sheena and Tom Schwartz kissing in Vegas one time. I don't know what that means. We see Jax. I think he's talking to Lisa about like, you just threw me away, or you just kicked me out or something. I don't know if that's how we're segueing into the Valley. Unclear. And I will say this, I am still devastated that Stassi didn't want to be on the Valley. I understand why she didn't want to be on it, but I'm sad about it. And I really hope that this is a good season. And I'm going to be honest, I don't want to talk about Scandoval the entire time. I hope we have other storylines besides just Scandoval, but I don't know if there will be. So I could see how maybe some of these cast members had snapped at the end. Like, I don't want to talk about it, or, you know, let's move on, because we've been talking about it for a year. We have been talking about it for a year. So that is episode one. Next week, episode two, I'm going to have my friend Jenna on, and we are going to recap episode two and then three next week and get some insider point of view. And again, thank you for listening. Sorry, this one was kind of short, but there wasn't too much going on in episode one. If you want to follow me on Instagram, my Instagram for the podcast is Salty Housewife, and my personal is Rosie in Real Life. And thank you for sharing with your friends. And let's get into it, guys. Episode one of season 11 was good. Let's hope it just gets better. I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.